Hi, I'm here today with a group of young believing kids aging from the ranges of 11 to 13. And my name is Jerry Warwick, and we're going to be visiting around the article, Joseph Forgave His Brothers. I'm going to ask you kids to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Emma.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
Malia.
Sophia.
Ellie.
I'm Sylvie.
I'm Daniel.
Okay, so like I said, we're going to study this article, Joseph Forgave His Brothers, and we're going to ask Sylvie if she could please read the article.
Joseph Forgave His Brothers by Bryce and Bowden Locasa. The children of God are merciful. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Joseph is an example of the mercy of God's children. Even though he was treated unfairly by his brothers and sold into slavery, he was merciful and forgave his brothers. Joseph was a believer of the Old Testament, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Joseph was especially loved by his father, and because of this, his brothers hated him. Joseph had dreams that represented his brothers bowing down to him, and he told his brothers of these dreams. Because of this, his brothers were jealous and hated him so much that they wanted to kill him. Joseph's oldest brother, Reuben, didn't want to kill him and suggested that they cast him into a pit. As they sat by the pit eating bread, they saw some travelers going by. They sold Joseph to these travelers into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. Many years later, when Joseph had become a governor in Egypt, his brothers came to Egypt to buy food. They didn't know that the important man who helped them was their brother Joseph. They came a second time to buy food and bowed themselves to the ground. Eventually, Joseph couldn't refrain from telling them he was their brother. His brothers were concerned that Joseph might be angry at them, but Joseph had a forgiving heart. Joseph told them that even though they had done evil to him, God meant it for good.
So we heard in this story about Joseph and how he was about 17 years old and his brothers were jealous of him and angry at him. And so they sold him into slavery and never saw him again for 20 years. And so when Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to get food and they saw Joseph there, and finally Joseph was able to tell them that he was their brother and he forgave them. And so I'm going to ask you, Emma, first, do you think it was difficult for Joseph to forgive his brothers?
Yes, I think it was difficult for him to forgive his brothers because they wanted to sell him and kill him, but they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. If my brothers and sisters wanted to sell me, I think it would be difficult to forgive them.
What about you, Ellie? Do you have anything to say about what would have been difficult for Joseph to forgive his brothers?
Yes, I think it was because he was only 17 years old and he just got sold into the wilderness and had to go away from his family.
I think it would have been really hard for Joseph, and he probably had a lot of difficult years by himself, but yet God blessed Joseph. And when I read this story from the Bible today, it was actually this way, that when Joseph saw his brothers, he didn't tell them that he was Joseph at first. But Joseph was so happy to see his brothers all alive and that their dad was still alive that he would start to cry and he would try to hide his tears and go to another room and cry because he was so happy. And then he'd compose himself and he'd go back and visit with his brothers. And so here I think we see an example of a believing heart that wanted to forgive. Now I'm going to ask you, Sophia, when might it be difficult for you to forgive your siblings?
It might be difficult to forgive your siblings if, like, they take something from you and you want to hurt them back to get it, but instead you should forgive them.
Okay, and next we'll ask Malia, what does it mean to forgive someone?
To forgive someone, it means to preach the gospel and then have a clean conscience.
Does anyone else have anything to say about what does it mean to forgive someone?
After you forgive someone, you don't carry the burden of that sin anymore, and you forgive and forget.
So what else can we do when it's hard to forgive somebody and we want to forgive them and we're having a hard time letting go, what is something that we can do as believers?
Pray to have a forgiving mind.
We can pray to God to have a forgiving mind and to be able to forgive that person so you can start over and create a friendship.
So we, in the article, we talked about Joseph then, again meeting his brothers after it was probably about 22 years. So Joseph was 17 when he was sold, and now he's about 39. And his brothers have come to Egypt to get food because there's a famine in the country that they're from. And so these brothers for 20 years have been living with this sin on their conscience of selling their brother and not knowing what happened to him, as well as they lied to their father Jacob, and they watched their father suffer with a broken heart for over 20 years. And so every day these brothers would have been living with this on their hearts. And so I'm going to ask you, Sylvie, that how do you think Joseph's brothers felt during this time?
Joseph's brothers would have felt extremely weighed down by their guilt and probably really sad that they might never see their brother again, and that's a connection gone forever.
Do you think they had thought during that time about their soul's condition?
Yeah, definitely. I think they probably would have thought that God and their father might be angry at them, and maybe even the brothers could have thought that God might not be able to forgive them for what they did.
These brothers lived in a time when it was taught that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, in other words, they could have felt judged that they had killed their brother, and so now they were deserving of that same punishment. And so now I'm going to ask you, Ellie, that how do you think these brothers felt when they saw Joseph's love and compassion and he forgave them?
I think that they felt happy and joyful and all sort of relieved because they probably didn't think that he would forgive them for what they did to him.
Do you think that their conscience felt light and they were again a child of God?
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing when these brothers were able to unite and their family was again joined together. And I think this can teach us even in our families of the importance of forgiveness, because there always come difficulties between siblings and between friends. And when we can forgive and move on, then we don't need to carry these burdens that cause scars and division. And so, Daniel, I had asked you to read Matthew 6, 14 and 15. And so I want to ask you that, why do we want to forgive other people?
In Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, it says that if we forgive others, God will also forgive us. And if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us.
That's such important instruction from our Lord and Savior Jesus, that we ourselves can truly believe that God has forgiven all of our sins. And when we forgive others, God is faithful to this promise. But then Jesus warns us about having an unforgiving heart, that if we decide to hold anger or bitterness in our heart and not forgive something that someone has done to us, then God has also said that he won't forgive our sins. And so perhaps this is why Joseph was a believer. So first of all, he was just happy to see that his brothers were healthy and alive, and that his father was still alive, and he was happy to forgive his brothers because he knew that God had been good and merciful to him and to the rest of his family. Does anyone have any final thoughts that we could close this conversation with?
This story teaches us that it's important to forgive our brothers and sisters in faith.
Without forgiveness, maybe our families won't all gather around during Christmas time, and relationships would be hard with other people.
I'm so glad for the gift of forgiveness.
Yeah, me too.